Hey, Jose.
Confined under the psychiatric care.
Well, I think he just pressed one of these buttons here.
Hi, everybody, and welcome to Will and Wise, the dog show drive.
Canadian edition.
That's right. And this week on the dog show drive, we're going to talk about the scandal that rocked dog shows in the late 80s. And it
rocked
was a scandal. It rocked
it. Was.
It. We're also going to talk about judges' qualities that we want to see before we enter our dog shows.
Yep.
And we're also going to talk about the new question of the week, which pertains to UKC and ABI shows.
Yep.
And their importance to our world. So mm-hmm. All that and more.
And more.
On this week's edition of the Dog Show Drive.
Canadian edition.
Hey, Y, how's it going?
It's going well. How are you?
Yeah, I'm good. I'm really good. I'm
good.
I'm going to set a timer now so Doc doesn't give us heck. Not that he gives us heck, but you know.
No, not that I ever hear it anyway.
Yeah.
It's really,
all
he
right.
Had to show really loud.
So how was your week?
Well, I'm, as you know, I do taxes. And so this was the final countdown. So I'm a little
countdown. Did you do anything dog related?
Well, on the weekend, yeah, I did. Okay. So this is what I did this weekend in no particular order. I watched a lot of hockey, of course.
Well, that's what we Canadians do. You know,
that is what we Canadians do. I got upset at a lot of hockey, but that's also what we do.
I didn't get upset. I was happy with most of our Canadian performances.
I know, so. But the last performance of the Canadians.
Like, I think the Battle of Ontario is very exciting and I love watching it, but it's upsetting because we do lose a Canadian team no matter what.
You eliminate one of us. Yeah. Exactly. So, what else did I do? I did a lot of taxes. I'm studying for my judge's exam.
Oh,
and
good.
And then, yeah. And I groom dogs because I have a dog show coming up this weekend. So, you know.
Well, where's your show this weekend? At home?
Yeah. It's like two blocks from my house almost.
Oh, wow. Excellent.
Yeah, it's excellent. It's excellent.
Excellent.
So when I show at 9:30, I arrive at 9:25. No, just joking. I'd stress myself out if I showed up like...
Oh,
I have
exactly.
To, well, you know me. I'd have to be there forever. Plus, you know, I like to socialize. So, but that's pretty much...
It's part of the job.
It is part of the job. That's pretty much all I did, which fulfilled my weekend. I was so tired after trimming on dogs, though. I'm not what she used to be, Will. I'm not what she used to be.
So, I had a busy weekend.
You did.
I had an Alexander weekend for one thing. I went and visited Victoria County Kennel Club on the Friday. I was there in time to watch the last couple groups and then Best in Show. But I was there to see my long-lost relatives, Tom and Sandy Alexander. So we went and had dinner that night. So that was great. It was great seeing them both. I hadn't seen them since this all happened. So
right.
So it was nice seeing them, and they've been so supportive throughout the whole process, always checking on me and whatnot. So they've been great.
They're just great dog people. They're great dog people. I just
thought it was fun to talk to them about dogs. It was fun to laugh with them. Like even Tom said that in the evening, how much fun it was just to go to dinner and laugh, you know.
Right.
Because Linda Torrance was with me. It was the four of us, and it was a lot of fun.
Yep.
And so then I drove home. And the next morning, Liam and I, my son, we went to, it was my Uncle Bud's and my Aunt Joy's birthday party in Toronto. And my Uncle Bud is 93 and my Aunt Joy is 90. So it was another Alexander reunion. And people don't realize how huge the Alexander family is. But yeah. it's huge. They asked me to speak at the brunch, and I told your story. Yvonne, when my sister was having her baby shower.
Yeah.
We had it at my grandmother's when she was alive. And she had one of those condos that they used to advertise that you could jog in. It was so big. But she also had
huge.
She also had like mid 80s, early late 70s shag carpet in this condo. And she used to like it to look perfect every time. So she had a rake for a shag carpet. And you, I don't know why, you're in your bedroom breaking the shag carpet, getting it all
I was
perfect
asked to,
for grandma.
I was asked to rake the carpet, so I did what I was told.
And there was a bureau there covered in photographs of the Alexander family. And you called over, and you said, Mrs. Alexander, and you pointed to a picture and you said, who's that? And my grandmother walked over, looked at the photograph and said, I don't know, dear.
It was true. It was super funny.
Yeah.
Well, at first I was a little mortified because I was like, ooh, I didn't want to upset her, but it was just like, I don't know.
I don't know. I'm sure it's an Alexander or it came with a frame. I don't know.
Yep. That was fun. That was fun.
It was huge. We all had at this brunch for my aunt and uncle. Their brother and sister. We had to have name tags. We all had name tags, and it was funny. You'd watch somebody approach somebody else, and they'd look toward their chest and look up as quickly as they could. Oh, hi, Vaughn. Yeah, it's good to see you. Long time no see.
I mean, the best. I actually think everyone should wear name tags. I don't care.
Oh, I know. When I do my seminar, they don't have name tags. One time I made them use painter tape because I wouldn't know their names.
Well,
I
want the
forehead.
At that ring stewarding seminar I had, there were some people, the newish people. I'd seen them at dog shows. I know they have Shelties. They had this, but I couldn't remember their names. So I just took the old sticky pad and put their names in front of them. I was seriously.
It's true though. I remember when I was still showing dogs, and Ashley was my assistant at the time. And I always knew the dog. I'd be like, oh, Fanny Norton. That's Fanny Norton, right? I call the dog in their last name. But sometimes I couldn't remember the owner's name. And so if that happened to me and they were in the setup talking away and I, you know, acted like I knew their Adley, nothing was wrong. Later on, I would ask Ashley to go introduce herself to them so that she could find out their name. Then she'd call me on her cell phone and say, that's Yvonne Norton.
I don't know if you should be telling those stories.
I know, but I'm retired now, so it doesn't matter.
Well, and it is embarrassing. Like it's sad to say, like we're of that age now where the memory is not as quick as it used to be. And even I've had people come up to me, and you know, when you've been in the sport for so long, I've had people come up to me at a dog show and they're like, oh, you're still showing dogs. It's so good to see you. And you know, remember when you showed so and so? And I'd be like, oh, it was great. And I don't know, the girls always know when I'm lost.
Faking it.
And I cannot really, like, and there have been some people I don't remember them at all. And then, and you know, like Ashley, Faith would or Hope would ask a question and they would say that either the name of the dog or the breed. And I'd be like, oh, that, right.
We don't forget the dog for some reason.
No, exactly.
It's just the people, but
yeah, wow. It's pretty funny. Anyway.
So it comes with the mileage, I'm afraid.
Yeah, it does. We're getting older.
All right. So let's get on with it then. Across Canada.
Driven by Show Scene Magazine. Show Scene, where every dog takes center stage.
Well done.
Thank you. Thank you. So this weekend, as you were saying, you were in Victoria County Kennel Club. And they had three all-breed shows. Friday's Best in Show judge was Sandy Alexander from Manitoba. And they had she had 252 dogs. Saturday was judged by Thomas Alexander, also from Manitoba. And he had 296 dogs. And then the last day was judged by Rita Walker from Ontario, and she had 280 dogs. And the other judges that were there on assignment were Tony Vandenduul from Ontario. And the previous year's entries, so they were up quite a bit this year.
Quite a bit. They did a good job. Quite a bit. Yeah.
So on the last year, on the Friday, it was only 188 dogs only. And then the Saturday was 245 and the Sunday was 231. So yeah, nice, like good 50 plus dogs a day up.
Yeah, that's nice. Excellent.
That is really good. And then we'll go further east to the Cobequid Dog Show. And that was also three all breed.
No, I think it was four.
It was four. Oh, and yeah, results?
But the results from show number three, not online at time of taping.
Time of taping. So that's interesting.
She had that little note in there, so we didn't think she just missed it.
Yeah. She did do her job.
We have to dock her pay when you find out. Well, we're docking her pay for a mix-up like that. Make us look like fools.
Yes. So anyhow, Saturday, the first show was judged by Sandra Anderson, and they had 148 dogs. Saturday's second show was Kathy Del Mar from Ireland, and there was 160 dogs. And as we know, show number three, which is the first show on Sunday, I'm going to guess that was judged by Sean Del Mar from Ireland, but we don't have the actual numbers from that show. And then Sunday, the last show was Perry McLean. I know how to say, though. I can say the name. It's in my head. It sounds great, but I just can't seem to get it out of my mouth.
Yeah. Anyway, we just call her Perry.
Okay, and she had 162 dogs. So their entries also were up just a bit. Well, actually quite a bit for the Sunday show. So Saturday's previous entries on Saturday was 146 and 147. And then on the Sunday was 129 and 120. So they were up
almost 40 dogs on the Sunday.
Very good. Very, very good. Yeah. That's great.
And it was great that Sean and Kathy were there. They've judged in Ontario as well. They're Kerry Blue Terrier breeders from Ireland. And they had Smooth Fox Terriers as well. Mm-hmm. But Sean, I interviewed Sean. Sean's a wonderful man. He's very captivating and humorous at the same time. A lot of fun with Sean.
Yes. So that was Across Canada, brought to you by Show Scene Magazine. So then we have our upcoming shows, and this is brought to you by Canuck Dogs for your online source for Canadian canine event information. Am I carrying on? Yes?
Yeah, carry on.
All right. So we have for upcoming shows, we have out Chilliwack Way, Chilliwack, BC. We have the Old Anxine Dog Association, May 22nd to the 25th. We have four all-breed shows, limited breed shows for groups 1, 2, 6, and 7. And they also have a Cavalier regional specialty show along with a Shiba Inu regional. And that show secretary is BC Dog Show Services. And that closes, it's coming up, May 11th. Yep. And then we also have in Alberta, on May 30th, through to June 2nd, the Northern Alberta Canine Association. For those of us in the know, it's called NECA. And that's four all-breed shows with limited breed shows for groups 4 and 6, three obedience trials, three rally obedience trials, and scent hurdling. And they have a whack of specialties, both regionals and nationals. So there's a regional for the Bouvier de Flander Club, Alberta Boxer Club. There's the Alberta Lure Coursing Association for Sighthounds, the Beagle Club of Canada National. And they're having
a Western Regional too.
So. Yeah, exciting. And then the Bouvier Club of Canada is having both a national and a regional as well. Boxer Club of Canada's national is there. The Bulldog Club of Canada is having a regional along with the Bull Mastiff Fanciers of Canada. And then the Canadian Mastiff Club is also having a regional specialty show. And then the Labrador Retriever Club of Alberta, they're having two specialty shows there. And the Palm Club of Canada National is there. And the Shetland Sheepdog Fanciers Club of Edmonton is also having a specialty show. Tibetan Terrier Club of Canada is having a national. And the Toy Dog Club of Alberta is having a specialty show for all dogs in the toy group. So excellent. The show secretary for that show is Aaron Verway, VGI Show Services. And that closes Monday, May 5th. So that is next week. So
yeah, I think we should need, I think we'll talk to Megan after the show. And I think we should maybe start announcing what judges are on the panel. Not the breakdown of what they're judging, but maybe what judges are on the panel. Because you'll find out later on. That's a turning point. Some people come to shows because of who's on the panel. So.
Yeah. And just to let you know, I when I lived out in Alberta, NACA was a great show to go to. It's a beautiful show site.
Sure.
Yep.
Yeah, I've been to NACA.
Really beautiful facility there. So so now we're going to go to Blenheim, Ontario, the Kent Kennel Club on May 30th through the June 1st. They have 6 all-breed shows. They have boosters for boxers and German Shorthairs. The show secretary, friend of the show, MJN Show Services. And that closes on Wednesday, May the 14th. And then the following show, now we're going to get into June, Erie Shores Kennel Club. This is also a big show for us in Ontario. And that's 4 all breed shows, limited breed shows for groups 1, 3, 6, 7, 6 obedience trials and 6 rally obedience trials. And they have whack of specialties as well. So
we'll
kind of go through those. Afghan Club of Ontario is having a show. The All Hound Club of Ontario is having a specialty for the hound group. The American Cocker Spaniel Club of Canada is having a regional. The Australian Cattle Dog Club of Canada is also having a regional. Belgian Shepherd Dog Club of Canada. Bernese Mountain Dogs. They're having two specialties. Borzoi Canada is having their national, plus also a specialty show, the Borzoi Club of Ontario. Brittany Spaniel Club of Ontario is having a regional. Cairn Terrier Club of Canada is hosting both their national and regional specialty. The Canadian Scottish Terrier Club, they're having a regional. Chinese Crested Club of Ontario, Dachshund Club of Ontario. English Cocker Spaniel Club of Canada is having a regional. Same with the English Setter Club of Canada. Gaze Hound Ontario, specialty show for sight hounds only. German Shorthair
Pointer. I think the English Cocker Club was a national. Oh, well.
It was national last year.
Okay, because this year they have Bonnie Threlhall coming out. I'm going to go watch Bonnie. That'll be fun to watch. Bonnie judge that.
I would have liked to have come to that show this year, but I have a child that's graduating, so you know.
I was hoping you were coming to the show as well.
I got to be a mother. I got to see what my money paid for.
Exactly.
carrying on. Gordon Setter Club of Canada is having a regional. Irish Red and White Setter Club of Canada is having their national. Pembroke Welsh Corgi Club is having a specialty. There's 2 specialty shows by the Labrador Owners Club. And the Leonberger Club of Canada is having a national. And another specialty. And then there's another page of specialties here. National Brussels Griffon Club of Canada. They're having both national and a regional. Norfolk Club of Canada, they're national. All Ontario All Pointing Breed Field Dog Club. They're having a specialty for pointing breeds. Terrier Breeders Association for Group 4. Toy Dog Club of Ontario. And Vishla Society of Ontario, Whippet Club of Eastern Canada. And finally, we get to the show secretary, which is MJN Show Services. And that closes on Wednesday, May 14th. That's a lot of specialties to keep track of.
Oh, yeah. Between NACA and Erie Shores, that's a lot of specialty shows.
That's a lot of specialty shows, which, you know, is fantastic. I have to say, I love going to shows where we have specialties. Whether it's for my own breed or not, like, of course, I do like it when it's, you know, breeds I am involved in, but I love going to specialty shows. I think that's, it's just
pulling up a chair and just watching.
Yes.
Didn't we do that with the Whippet specialty last year, you and I?
Yes, we did. We did watch that for the day because you came one day. Yeah.
One day and we pulled up some chairs and watched the Whippet National. That was a lot of fun.
Yes. Yeah. So, we still have a couple more shows, beginning of June still. Thunder Bay Kennel and Training Club, which is right here in my backyard. It's held at Shunya, Ontario, which is just a little suburb outside of Thunder Bay. 5 all-breed shows. The show secretary is Suzette Lemieux, actually. I was like, who is Suzette? And that we call her Sue, Sue Lemieux. And that closes on Thursday, May the 22nd. Then there's Lakes District Kennel Club, and that's in Burns Lake, BC. And that'll be an outdoor show. And that's 8 all-breed shows, 4 obedience trials and 4 rally obedience trials. And the show secretary there is Arctic Dreams Show Services. They close on May 21st. And then South Shore Kennel Club, June 7th to the 8th. In Lunenburg, Nova Scotia, and they have 4 all-breed shows, 2 obedience trials, and 2 rally obedience trials. They have the Maritime Group 7 Club specialty, and the show secretary is Colin Vigneault, and that closes on May 21st. It's a Wednesday, May 21st.
Yeah.
Yep. And then the closings that are coming up really fast, Society Caninda Tetford, show secretary is Pascal Pontos. That's Wednesday, May 7th. That's next week. Old Anxiety closes on May 11th, and that's the BC Dog Show Services. And then, we kind of went through the other ones. Ottawa. NACA. Yeah, NACA closes May 5th. Remember that? That's Monday. Ottawa closes on Tuesday. Show secretary there is Diana Edwards. And then the Avalon Kennel Club. Show secretary is Yvonne Drover, and that closes May 14th. And all of that was found out on Canuck Dogs, your online Canadian event, canine event information. That was that. I'm tired now.
That was good.
Thanks. I need a drink. These pretzels are making me thirsty.
So this week's topic brought to us by Canadian Dog Fans here, a weekly summary of purebred dog events across North America, which includes Cobalconk. Last week's question of the week, it was on Facebook, leads us into this week's topic a little bit. The question was, what qualities are important to you when deciding whether to show under a particular judge? We got some great responses. One of my favorites was Richard Paquette. And he said, as a judge, I think the obvious is knowledge of breed type and structure. Soft hands, consistent ring procedure. Then treating the exhibitors with friendliness, respect, and fair placements based on your observations of the day. Patience and kindness to the novices. A judge that enjoys their assignment. So many of you wrote in and said the judge must be non-political and also not judging based on who's at the end of the lead, which leads us to this week's trip down memory lane for some of those who you haven't heard of this. Oh, that's not Richard. That's the promo going into the topic. Okay, yeah. Sorry.
So
Richard says that a judge that enjoys their assignment.
Yes.
And that had an overwhelming response. You got like 120 likes to that comment alone. So yes. Richard was, I was really happy with Richard.
Well, he's being on with that, right? Like,
yeah, no, it was great.
Another response that I really liked was from our friend Nancy Anstruther. And she said,
oh, yes, Nancy's was great.
Yeah. She said, I want a judge who has more than a passing knowledge of basic structure. I want one with the knowledge to judge my breed according to the standard. This is glaringly obviously as soon as they start the exam and do not correctly examine the collie's head and evaluate expression, which are the hallmarks of my breed. And that is very, you know, it's, I find it for some, especially where there are some breeds where, certain attributes are like cornerstones to type. And it would be very disheartening when you go into a ring and a judge just kind of passes or doesn't seem to put any emphasis on the on what your breed is supposed to function with.
Yeah. And the hallmarks of the breed. I think all the judges should have in their head, even if they don't know them yet, they should know what they're looking for as in hallmarks of the breed. You know, John Ramirez wrote, I would like to think they have a thorough knowledge of breed type. I have primarily had head breeds, which seems challenging to newer judges in reference to bites, head shape, and eye set. I prefer someone that can appreciate balance, style, and above all, type. So he's sort of saying the same thing as Nancy. John's a well-respected judge in the West Coast in America, and I agree with those words as well.
Yep.
And yep. then we have, there was another one I wanted to read from
Dr. Maripi's. Oh, yes. Maripi's was very
Maripi Woolridge. That is a loaded question. So many things. It also depends on where you are showing. If it is an important set of shows, sometimes you have to show no matter who is judging. The people watching may be more important. And that makes a lot of sense.
It does.
Like Nationals or Westminster, big shows of that. I remember when I was showing Piper there, et cetera, at Westminster, we lost the Breed. And it was upsetting because we had a good panel of judges. But Rick Shishuti came up to me and he knew I was upset. And he said, you know what, kid, sometimes you win more by losing at these big shows because people see you lose. So, and they think you should have won. So it's interesting. And then we had, was there any more you wanted to talk about? Any other ones?
Dr. McIntyre, his response is really good too. Yeah. So at the end of the day, it's just an opinion. If you don't like it, don't go back. A question to ask oneself is, would I give them money to buy me a dog? That separates the wheat from the chaff real quick.
Yeah. Try to not turn your head because I'm losing your volume when you go to turn your head.
Oh, sorry. It was because I was looking at it.
We'll enhance it because that's what Doc does.
That's what Doc does. That's his job. Yes.
So, like I already sort of did an introduction to this week's topic, but so many of you wrote in and said a judge must be non-political and also not judging based on who's the end of the lead. And we did have a lot of those. And I didn't want to put too many of those in because I like to stay positive as much as we can. And I understand that people see it that way as well. Well, which leads us to this week's trip down memory lane. For some of you that don't know about this scandal, but in the I guess it was the late 80s, there was an amazing Wire Fox Terrier being shown by Peter Green, who is one of my very favorite. I always said when I grew up, I wanted to be Peter Green. But Peter had a dog named Gelsol's Excellence. His name was Patty, a Wire Fox Terrier dog. And he just broke the mold for Wire Fox Terriers for me and for a lot of people. He won he was just so beautiful. And he won with that beauty and his breed type, his ring presence, and of course Peter at the end of the lead, because Pete was a master, or is a master. But there was also a dark side to that whole story. He was owned by a man named Bill McKay. Bill McKay started out as a struggling salesman with little education and even fewer prospects. But in 1983, he struck gold. He became CEO of a biotech startup called the American Biomaterials, selling a product known as BioGlass. When the company went public, McKay became a millionaire overnight. Suddenly, he was living large and funding a brand new passion, show dogs. He purchased Wire Fox Terrier with Gelsol's Excellence Patty and teamed up with one of the best handlers, Peter, obviously. Patty quickly rose to fame and winning over 100 best shows, became the top show dog in 86 and 87. But behind the scenes, things weren't so perfect. McKay's fortune was built just on business. Wasn't built just on business success. It was built on fraud.
Ooh, and the plot thickens.
Exactly. In 87, everything started to unravel. The IRS and McKay's creditors uncovered major financial misconduct. It turned out he had embezzled $1.5 million from American Biomaterials. Some of the money was allegedly used to bribe judges from the American Kennel Club with gifts like airline tickets, limo rides, fine liqueurs, luxury leather goods, etc. And I remember when this was going on. Yeah, $500 and it's not even leather. Sure. Anyway, I remember when this was going on, and it just, as each judge came out, I'm not going to give out the judges' names. As each judge came out, though, that were being investigated by the AKC.
This was huge.
It was huge. It made national news. It was a segment on 48 Hours about it.
Yes.
And we tried to track that down. We can't seem to find that.
Find that.
But the scandal rocked the dog show world. The AKC launched internal hearings, suspending at least two judges linked to the scheme. Meanwhile, McKay faced both civil and criminal charges. He was fined $10,000 and suspended indefinitely from participating in AKC events. Even though McKay's financial empire crumbled, he stayed in the public eye. In 1988, CBS show 48 Hours caught him in action at Westminster, where viewers got a rare glimpse into the darker side of the sport. McKay's story didn't just expose one man's downfall. It forced the entire dog show community to take a hard look at itself and at the importance of keeping the competition fair, honest, and full of true sportsmanship. We have looked to find that episode, but haven't been able to find it anywhere. There is also an article from the Canine Chronicle written by Amy Fernandez called Down in Flames, the Bill McKay Story, which is found on their online archives.
Yep.
But it was, and Patty, who was, when I say Patty was ahead of his time, he was truly ahead of his time. And I believe his offspring, he weren't allowed to be registered for quite some time after this scandal.
Oh, really?
Happened.
So it was like,
yeah, it was almost a waste of a good dog. Now, I think since then it's been suspended and these dogs have been able to come about and be used. But it did open up the eyes of the dog show public. And some of the judges that were involved shocked us all. And some of them were just rumors because they didn't know for sure, you know.
Yeah.
But the ones that ended up getting suspended, it shocked us. And you don't like to think about those things going on, but I guess it happens in every aspect of the world. In any aspect
well,
of
it
sport.
Does. I mean, we weren't the only yeah. sport to have, you know, something like that happen. I mean,
well, exactly.
You can name every sport that, you know.
Yeah, think about Eight Man Out, the Chicago White Sox.
Exactly. Well, I was watching not that long ago. It was about, was it the college basketball? And how those players, they knew how to, like, they could manipulate the game. And it's just like,
oh, sure, players can manipulate the game. Yes, of course they can.
Blew my mind, actually.
Like in the story of Eight Men Out, it was about the World Series.
Yeah.
Where the White Sox, the players were offered so much money to throw the series.
Yeah.
And some of them got convicted of it and some didn't, but they were the ones that I think they ended up not being convicted, but they were suspended from baseball for life. And that's where the story of Shoeless Joe Jackson came about, because his numbers prove that he did not try to throw the game or the series, but he was never allowed to play again. He ended up playing in minor leagues across Canada, across the country, using a different name. And what a waste of a great ball player, you know. It's sort of the same thing that happened to Patty. It wasn't Patty's fault that his owner did this to him, but
right.
The Wire Fox Terrier breed suffered because of it, because he was so instrumental and he was such ahead of his time for the breed. It was really a tough one.
Yes. Yep.
Anyway, so, that was brought to us by.
Okay.
Canadian Dog Fanciers, a weekly summary of purebred dog events across North America, including Cobaconk.
Including Cobaconk.
I love Cobaconk, by the way. I just, for some reason over the years, it has just been funny to Yvonne and I, that actual name, Cobaconk. And when I used it for in the home office of Cobaconk, Ontario, I got so many messages, people saying, I didn't know you lived in Cobaconk. But yep. I've been to Cobaconk, and I would live in Cobaconk.
It's a nice place.
It is a beautiful place, beautiful town.
But you used to send me birthday cards. You used to always send me, and your return address used to say Cobaconk, Ontario.
I'm such a clever guy.
It used to make me laugh every time I saw it.
Back then, I didn't get to hear the laugh because we didn't have the internet. See, now I can watch you open cards. But back then, I just imagined the laugh, and that's all I needed. That's all I needed.
It was funny. It was funny. It still is funny. I see, and I don't know why that word makes me laugh so hard. It's what it does, and every time I hear it, I laugh. It's just funny. It's just funny. Anyway, so on to this week's question, and this week's question is fueled by Pro Plan. Always advancing.
Yes.
So kind of with the whole judges theme, we're still going. Is this the question that we're having? No. We're having, I know which question we're having.
Yes, you as got CKC it. Sanctioned matches have become less common and people are looking for more training opportunities, UKC, United Kennel Club, and ABI, All Breed International Clubs events, have seen a rise in popularity. What do you enjoy most about being part of these events? Now, I've been to these events and I've judged at these events, and they are so relaxed. And we get there's some, the competition is actually pretty good, and everybody just has fun. There's no battle. Really? There's no.
I have yet to go to one, and I've had lots of people tell me about it, and they rave about them. They just say it's so, yeah. It's just a wonderful atmosphere, and you know.
And they have great judges. I think they're so important to the process of learning this sport. It's like without sanction matches, we have no place to train our young dogs. We have baby puppy events now. That's not the same as a sanction match. And because they're still thrown into the dog show world. UKC and ABI shows, it's a dog show all day long devoted to these dogs. But not only to the dogs, it's important to the exhibitors.
Yep.
They get to learn confidence in the ring. They get to learn about showing their dog and not being nervous. And what I really like about it, which I have an issue with, because the CKC and the AKC don't want their approved judges judging there, these events. Mm-hmm. But you know what? I think it's sort of like minor league hockey, OHA or OHL. I think it's a training ground for judges as well. I think they get to learn procedure. I think they get to learn confidence in the ring. I think they get to learn about breeds they're probably not going to judge right away because when you get your license at those shows, you basically get an all breed license. So you're judging breeds that you know you have to study up on. And,
right, because miscellaneous breeds, a lot of them go to those shows because they have
mostly FCI breeds. There's a lot of FCI breeds that we don't recognize. Not all of them, but obviously our regular breeds as well. But I judged Philo's there one time. I judged Catahoulian. I judged those there.
That one.
And it makes you nervous beforehand because you don't know anything about them. So you study up on them and it teaches you study habits and it'll make you look at pictures, make you try to figure out. Because I think a good dog person has a general idea about a quality animal. It's those hallmarks of the breed that they've got to figure out.
Yes, exactly. That's a good perspective. I never actually really, and you know, with me just embarking on, you know, going into judging, I never really thought of a practice ground really for judges as well.
It's perfect. I've judged at the UKC shows and the ABI shows. Next week on the show, we're having Sean Kent on from Oxford Dog Sports, and he hosts a lot of ABI shows and UKC shows at their facility. And they are so, popular, like I've seen videos of them because they'll post videos of them. They're like they're having a party there. Awesome. They bring potluck lunches. They all sit around afterwards. They cheer for everybody's dogs.
How have I not gone to one of these?
They're a wonderful event, and the people that are there, and they're all there as volunteers as well. And you don't see any rarely. See any controversy or confrontations there. Rarely. Nice. And everybody is so helpful. If somebody's so new their dog is acting up, someone will jump in there and help them.
That's awesome.
And they are awesome. And I think they're really important for the progression of our sport. I really do. Because these people, they're eventually going to want to do the next step and see if their dogs or if their breeding program can make that next step after training at these shows. I think they're really important. I really do. I truly think they're important.
That's good. That's good. So Sean's going to be on next week then and discuss.
Sean Kent is coming on next week. Okay. I've known Sean almost my entire life, dog show life. Yeah. He was a Springer breeder. He's won multiple best in shows and Springers and in UKC shows and in CKC shows. He's well-rounded. I think it's going to be a good interview, and he's going to give us the pros and cons and his idea of the shows. And I think that I want to start including upcoming events so people know where they are.
Yes. Nice. We could do that easily enough.
Yeah.
Very good. Very good.
Yeah.
So that is that's our question of the week. So make sure you go onto our Facebook page and give us your opinion or tell us why you enjoy those shows or
and
what
you go onto our Facebook page. Please join.
Join.
Join our Facebook page. Yeah. Join
we're not a cult. Page. We're just a clan. No.
Join the page though, and we have a lot of information on there. Yep. Megan, who runs the page for us, she puts all kinds of interesting things on there.
She's tireless.
Oh, she's tireless.
Yes.
And I try to share a lot of them to my personal page, but this, I don't always. So go to the Dog Show Drive page, join up. And if you like the Dog Show Drive podcast, make sure you subscribe to it and press that like, share, and subscribe buttons and yes. Come along for a ride with us each week.
Yes.
How was that?
So, yeah. So our
those
question
improv
of the
classes work.
So yes, so our question of the week was brought to you by ProPlan Nutrition That Performs. So I think that's about it, Will.
All right. Why? Well, take us out of here.
I think we're done. Done like dinner. Done. All right. So everyone driving to a show this weekend, stay safe. Seatbelts on. Glasses on. Till next week. Bye.
Yeah. Go Leafs. Go. Oh. Had to. Clark, stop scratching.
You never know who might come out.
Okay, I can't find that thing you want me to find.
You press that and more comes up.
Yeah, there's no crying in dog shows.
You're not getting anything good here, dog.